Blog Talk Radio.
On the Twitch side cussing, and I'm on this side cussing. Happy Tuesday to you. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Yeah, this day is already starting out interesting. Ginger, I know you're there, but I can't hear you, darling. This is going to be fun. Are you guys ready for this lovely Tuesday morning? No, we're not ready either, apparently. So much to tell you about so little time. I'm trying to stall until Ginger can get back in here. Oh, wait. Yeah, we lost Ginger completely. She is cussing right about now. happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Yeah, she just texted me. I crashed on my way. So if you're watching on Twitch, Ginger is down for a short count. Do not panic. We will return momentarily, or she will return momentarily, so you'll have to listen to me on the BT side. Again, you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I am Corey, and that lady who is probably over there cussing in several different languages is Ginger, little red-haired child. I hope you guys are having a better Tuesday than we are. Anyway, I got... Oh, man, the faces Ginger is making. Can you feel them from here? Shall we wait for her? Do you guys want me to wait for her? Think I shouldn't wait for her? Should I just dive right in? You right there, you with your hand up. You had a question? No. Oh, my God. Angry Ginger is not fun. Okay, so I don't want to start without her because there's some little trailers and things that I want to show you, namely some news given to me by my good friend. Lieberman, are you listening? He's probably still asleep. Lieberman, you need to be up. You ask me to do things for you, and then you're not up to even pay attention, just like a man. Anyway, let me see what else I can do while we wait for Ginger that will not require a trailer, because otherwise you're going to miss out on all the fun if I don't give you a trailer to watch. All right. Where do we start? Well, have you guys heard of Gung Ho Entertainment? I have not, but we'll tell you a little bit of news about them. A company called SoftBank has acquired a majority stake in a company called Gung Ho Entertainment. The Japanese telecom company SoftBank has gained approval from its directors for the acquisition of shares of Gung Ho Entertainment. And once the deal is complete, SoftBank will have increased its stake from 33%, 33.6% actually, to 58.5%, making Gung Ho Entertainment a subsidiary of the company. There she is. I was giving them some fluff. It's not really fluff news. It's some good business news while we wait for you. Of course, SoftBank has described the acquisition as part of the strategy to become the number one mobile internet company in Japan. It set a target reaching 1 trillion yen in its annual operating income by March 21st, 2017. And, of course, Gung Ho Entertainment has been in the headlines recently due to the enormous success of its hit mobile game Puzzle & Dragons. In February, the company revealed at its peak the game was earning about $2 million a day. And we just want to know, do they have any empty laps for us to sit in? $2 million a day is a lot of cash. I'll sit in some laps for $2 million.
Oh, great. Yay, at least I don't have the software going. Hold on. I've got like a dozen videos I have to tell to shut up and stop making noise. Yay, it's Tuesday.
I said Ginger's probably all up in the high register now.
I'm too tired for that. Yay, awesome. All right, so I think I have them all stopped. Everything's back to where it's supposed to be going, and then I will open up the Twitch client.
Okay, well, you keep working with that, and I'm going to give you the first video, well, the first Kickstarter you're going to have to look at, because I promised Lieberman. You know, you remember Joe, don't you? We did the he was with the
guy. Joe Lieberman? Yeah.
Joe and I have the weirdest conversations. I'm not going to go into detail because, that was the weirdest conversation. We always have the weirdest conversations. And he's very random like I am, so it always, out of nowhere, it'll be like, so, Corey, blah, 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 I found these shoes on the curb. And I'll be like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, we've never had that conversation, by the way. But yesterday he wanted me to give some love, as if he had to ask. To our favorite guys, which Ginger will have up shortly. Oh, she does! Ginger, you rock.
Yay, I'm good. I'm good.
You rock.
And Firefox is awesome. I crash, and then I open up Firefox again, all my windows are back.
Well, they all do that, but they don't all do it well, is the problem.
Firefox does it well, though. Firefox does it really well.
Yeah, the rest of them ask you, would you like to open these? I didn't want you to shut them down in the first place, so yeah.
I know, Firefox is all like, you know what? We got this.
All right, so if you're looking at the page for a new Kickstarter from our friends that made the lovely game.
Icarus, God, that's an awesome game.
Yes. I am so sad I don't get to play anything. Ginger is snow and blessed. You get to have all the fun. I get to do nothing. Make socks and stuff and put stuff on the site that doesn't want to work right. Okay, so if you've not played Guns of Icarus, we did do an interview with them a while ago. Probably not nearly as interesting as it will be when we get the chance to go back, because we'll be streaming it live. It came out October 29th of last year on Steam. It was kickstarted last February, so about almost a little over a year. And so they were one of the first ones to really get, make a really big impact Kickstarter-wise. And we met a couple of people at RTX who had put money behind it and managed to get themselves some T-shirts and things like that. Ginger, if you scroll down that page, there's actually a trailer for the new one they're working on. They've added what they're calling an adventure mode. Because before it was PvP combat, which is fun all in of itself. One of the first PvP games I played where I absolutely was having a blast. Being in an airship and shooting at people and fixing stuff, and I got to hit Ginger in the head with a wrench. I pushed Blaster off the ship. Fun! I had to attack my teammates. But this one's going to be more adventure mode. They're adding some political missions and things like that. I'm still waiting, guys, for the weather. When you put the weather in, I'm all in it. All in it. Also, if you scroll...
Yes, I know, right?
They have some of their concept art, and this is how good they are at bringing their concept art to life. If you scroll down the page, you can see the concept versus the real thing when they finished it, and it is gorgeous. They did such a great job. See, Lieberman, I told you. We love the game, so you don't even have to ask. We love,
absolutely love
Guns of Icarus. We just don't get into play as often. I'm still waiting for better clothes. This is some steampunk stuff. By the way, Ginger, did you
it's
enjoy
so gorgeous,
that?
I mean, look at that.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the steampunk stuff I sent you the other day?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And then I shared it with people, and they were sending me links, and I was like, stop it!
I sent it, I showed it to Z, and she's like, oh, my God, Ginger's going to die. See, everybody already knows this about you. Even people who don't talk to you very often, she said, Ginger's going to die. And I told her, she said, oh, my God. She said, yep, that's about right.
I said, seriously, I mean, if I didn't live in, like, a little bitty podunk town where people would look at me like I'm a complete freak, I would dress like that. I would. But
they look at you like that. That's the whole point, to walk around that way so they do look at you.
Yeah, but...
I know you're an introvert. I know you're just a little bit of an introvert, but, that's the fun part. They won't talk to you. They'll just look at you. So you still get to keep your...
Yeah, that's true.
If you're looking at the...
Because I'm like, don't talk to me. Better yet, just don't even look at me.
Right. You see all that's going on? That's actual gameplay, people. That is not cutscene that you're seeing there. Some of it is.
Oh, and we played back in the alpha way back, and it was amazing then. So I can just imagine what it's like now.
Yes, it's fun, fun, good fun, different kind of PvP if you want to try something different. Are you stuck with your Gears of War? That's what I was trying to remember. Ah, the game I was talking about was the TV show, by the way, I mentioned yesterday, or it might have been yesterday, Defiance. It's a TV show on Sci-Fi Channel, which I think they changed the name back. I hope they did. I hate that whole SY thing.
They stop screwing with the layout. Stop it.
So you, Defiance is the game slash TV show. I have no details about it other than the game does look relatively awesome, and I didn't think it was awesome until they showed the massive PvP where there's like 18 to 20 of you running across the field towards the other ones, and that was actual gameplay, and I was like, okay, that's hot. That's the kind of PvP I like, where it's just chaos. Not that there's two or three of us on a team, and you watch the flag. No, I need 20. I don't know if you're my teammate. I might cut you on accident. Accident. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. She totally means on purpose because I know how Corey works. I absolutely know how Corey works.
Look, you
I love Corey, but
people. That's how I work.
She does. Hello, Horace. Hello, Horace.
Good morning to you, Horace. Good morning to you. Good morning. Welcome to our live.
My captains of yesteryear.
That game is fun. I don't know. Ah, best fun I had in a good long while. We have to get back in there. Wait a minute. You know what? You know, I do get them and City of Steam confused. Guns of Icarus and City of Steam.
City of Steam was the one that's the actual MMO on the ground.
Yeah.
And Guns of Icarus is the one where you're in the sky and you're flying and you're fighting and it's amazing. They're both beautiful games, both just
absolutely gorgeous games.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Oh, no. you have to breathe. You have to breathe. That's how you make with the living, you know? Otherwise, you become a zombie, and then I have to kill you.
Well, I think I would make a very cool zombie.
You would. You would, of course. You would, of course. All right, so it's not to shoot you in the face. World of Tanks Blitz, the Storm Tablet.
You throw that in there. I heard it.
Right. World of Tanks Blitz, the Storm Tablet, and smartphones. New mobile title further expands Wargaming multi-platform growth. Wargaming, the leading free-to-play developer and publisher, today announced World of Tanks Blitz, a free-to-play mobile MMO action game built specifically for tablet, and smartphones. I know, right? They should have hired me to make up these names. Anyways, inspired by the PC version of World of Tanks, World of Tanks Blitz delivers all of the action, teamwork, and strategic gameplay the series is known for, all in a portable and instantly accessible experience. World of Tanks will feature several nations, including the USA, Germany, and the USSR, and an impressive roster of vehicles. No, I don't want to change my color scheme. Don't ask. Stop that. Anyways, an impressive roster of vehicles includes medium tanks, heavy tanks, and tank destroyers, each with their own unique qualities. Taking advantage of the platform's touchscreen technology, players will need little more than their thumbs and skills to head into battle. But just as in World of Tanks, success will take more than just an itchy trigger finger, with true tank commander success being dependent on mastery of the game's incredibly deep tactical elements and team-based gameplay, playable on a wide array of Android and iOS devices. Yay, Droid! World of Tanks Blitz delivers console-quality visuals and realistic physics that ensure every enemy confrontation and shell hits the true-to-life impact. Whether commuting to work or resting at home, players can experience short, intense 7-versus-7 PvP battles almost instantly. Okay, so this is World of Tanks. They gave us a couple of pictures. I'm going to try to flip through them. No, stop asking if I want to change my color scheme.
But you must want to. You're on the site.
Apparently. But this looks kind of good. Once I get my tablet back, I will have to see if I can't get a hold of a demo and check it out for you. This isn't usually my kind of thing, but who knows? Maybe it'll be good. I wonder if I can destroy those buildings, because that would be fun.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
I'm worried about you. You always want to destroy buildings. You know, you're one of those gamers. We're going to have to watch out for you.
One of those gamers?
You're one of those.
No, not those gamers.
You're one of those kinds of gamers. You know those gamers.
One of those gamers. But one of those evil gamers that everybody's talking about.
That reminds me, I have to give some kudos to one of the coolest mothers I've met, aside from myself, in a very long time. I always talk with a lot of mothers who are afraid of technology. Met a mother yesterday, blew me away. She said they bought one of the new Ford Escapes, and mm-hmm. it has digital settings which prevent you going over a certain speed. She says they just daughter just got her driver's license. They have the car locked. Daughter can't go faster than 55 miles an hour. She says, and it has some kind of GPS tracking. She's like, I always know where she is. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Parents, use that technology. Technology is good. And I was impressed because a lot of them, you have a lot of moms who are like, I don't know. I just let my child put the antivirus on the computer and all the protective stuff.
No, you are the parent. You are the parent. Mm-hmm. You take charge of the stuff. Learn, the computer is not evil. It's not some big, scary Antichrist, come on. It's just a machine. You can learn to use it. It's, I would say it's no more complicated than your blender, but some of you can't even figure out how to use that. So,
I just find it amazing that a lot of parents are so afraid of technology. Well, my son has an Xbox, but I don't know how to do it. Why? You just turn it on. Mm-hmm. You turn it on and you do what it tells you to do. And then next thing you know, you're like me, 9:30, it shuts off. And Baby Natrix goes, Mom, I need the code. And I change that code every week, by the way.
Very nice. Very nice.
What's the code? I know what it is. It was this. Yeah, that's what it was last week. Mm-hmm. While you were at school, I changed it as part of my Monday ritual. Xbox code has been changed. Yeah, you need to take control, parents. I thought that was cool. I didn't even know about that technology. Obviously, Baby Nations cannot drive for many, many years to come. So I am very impressed that by the time she hits teenager,
That's been around because, when I was in school, there was a girl that I went to school with. Her dad had set up her car. It wasn't digital or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he put a governor on it, and it kept her from going over like 65 or something like that.
Well, no, but I'm saying it comes with the car now.
Oh yeah, now yeah.
Now it comes in the cars. I don't have to do anything extra. That's why I don't understand about parents who are afraid of the technology. It's already there. You don't. And a couple of years ago, you had to go and hunt for something like this. So now it comes with your car. The GPS tracking for the kid comes with the car. All this stuff is just easy. Just pull out your manual and follow the steps and call the people if you need to, ask them questions, and next thing you know, you can send your child out into the wild, and they'll be okay, hopefully. You can't account for some things, but, at least you can keep them from killing themselves, so always good. All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to see whether or not our new car has it. I honestly haven't looked, but then again, I don't have munchkins, so I don't have to worry about that.
But you need to be ready.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. One of these days.
I was ready for Baby Natrix, all except for putting the pizza in my original Xbox. I was not prepared for that. You cannot prepare for those things.
Oh, wow. Dang. Yeah. Every kid eventually is going to be taught, this is your Xbox, this is your PS3. You love them, you cherish them, and if you ever hurt them in any way, I'm sending you to reform school.
Mm-hmm. Did you? You let me know how that works out for you.
I could dream.
Yes, there's always going to be that one moment where you are not watching, and that's what happened. I was on the phone. I could tell you who I was talking to. ZQ77. Yeah, girl, blah, blah. Later on, we're going to... What is she doing? That is pizza! That is pizza! Mommy, pizza? No, that's not an oven! Oh, no. There's cheese. Oh, my game. There's cheese. Okay, anyway.
Wow.
Throw it up, Ginger. Throw it up. My link.
Throw it up? You didn't give me anything.
I did, too.
Did you?
Yes.
Did I lose it?
Let me paste it for you again.
That one! Oh, I like this one. Okay, I'm sorry. I somehow missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Paste and go. There we go! Oh, wait. I got it all here. Check mark and the box. There you go!
Ah, arr, here there be pirates.
Ooh, there be pirates?
Here there be pirates. Cartuga! Yeah. Anno Games has just released some information on the closed beta of its 3D browser-based game, Cartuga. They said more than 100,000 players have registered so far, and they're willing to begin their career as a fearless pirate.
Does that bridge look like a... Never mind. You know what? Just ignore me.
You know what? Mine is not working. I'm getting tired of that. Come on now. Work with me.
Is Twitch not working?
I don't know if it's me or if it's you, but I use the pop-out so that you know I can see what you're doing.
Oh, I see it. I see it. So it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Gang signs? Yeah, that's not exactly what I was thinking, but my brain's got some pent-up frustration going on, so I see that bridge looking a little member-istic.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Okay. Okay, so they said no level of internal testing can replace the insights of you, the player, actually experiencing the game for the first time. They said they're very proud of the player's enthusiastic response to the unique formula that is Cartuga. Nonetheless...
Don't look at the water. Don't look at the water.
I'm trying not to, girl. Oh, man. I did get in there for just like 2 seconds the other day, and it is beautiful, I got to tell you. They said the update, of course, that they did last week was aimed a more stable experience of and fairer PvP. Of course, in the coming weeks, the team plans to implement an improved... I have a lisp anyway, but it's bad today. Sorry, y'all. Implement improved upon the chat window as well as ranking and reworking balancing for PvP. Overall progression in order to ensure long-term motivation as well. They have some keys for the closed beta that are being given out by lotteries amongst all you users who have already registered at Cartuga.com. But you can also visit the Inno Games Facebook page to grab a key to enter the game. Look at that water. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The closed beta is in English with several additional language versions to follow in open beta. This action-packed MMOG is based on Unity 3D, which means possibly it might run on your phone at some point. Focuses strongly on a co-op PvP gameplay system with several role-playing elements as well. It is purely free-to-play. Users only need a Unity 3D plugin, which is available for all current browsers. Yes, that's right, even Internet Explorer. Cartuga is InnoGames' first partnership with its subsidiary company, Ticking Time Bomb Games, who is responsible for the development of the title. They said they currently have more than 100 million registered users. That doesn't mean they're all playing. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
That is amazing. I'm looking at it. I was hoping to see one of those ships go over the falls.
Man.
That is beautiful.
Look at that. Come on. Push it over.
I know, right? Right?
No Games is from Hamburg-based Germany. And, of course, his sports
is oh, my God,
like
Horace.
Tribal Wars, Forge of Empires, and Grepolis. I'm sorry. We have a hankering for destruction.
Yeah, we do.
See, I got Horace hooked on the water, too. He's like, look at the glorious water. I'm sold. I rolled.
Yeah.
You got good water. To me, you got a good game. I'm just saying. But you know what? I wasn't always with the water. Before, when Speed Trees came out, I was all about some Speed Trees. See, Ginger doesn't know. Before, we had speed trees in games, trees that actually move and stuff, like, you know, in Second Life. And I think Second Life's the first place they came to. The trees just stood still. They didn't move. Their, you know, leaves didn't move. And then when they came out with speed trees, you know, they move back and forth. And then after speed trees, I was all enamored with ragdoll physics, you know, the stuff that when you blow up the guy now in the game where his arms go all over the place, they didn't used to do that. They would just kind of fall straight back. So, yeah, but now it's water. I stay with the water pretty well. It's so beautifully done. There'll be something else that'll come along eventually. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Good game when you got good water. If I can splash it too. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just put my hands up to this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I know it's early.
It is. And it doesn't help that Jen's brain is just, yeah.
Yeah, that's why your brain is fried. Bad, bad girl. I'm not going to even tell y'all what Ginger was doing last night.
Ginger was wandering around a horse show. They saw a fish. That one. Well, that.
Nope.
Ginger likes to explore, and then she gets to the place and she's like, but they were so pretty. Come on, you gotta admit, they're so pretty.
We can. That's one thing we cannot share. That's gonna stay within the gates. We have to keep that one inside.
It was so pretty. Y'all have no idea, and I'm not allowed to share. But it was pretty.
No,
I would share anyways because
I tell you, we'll share with you if you get bold enough to come into Second Life. And it'll be a few months before we share. We got to see how your brain is, if you can handle it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Secular. All right, so GameStick to support XBMC, popular crowdfunded Android-based microgaming console GameStick, which I am rooting for over that other little box crap. And we'll have full support for the XBMC platform. This means that you can watch various types of entertainment via the game device. This new feature is the result of a partnership with PlayJam and Pivos Technology. XBMC is a free and open source GPL software media player and entertainment hub for digital media. XBMC is available for Linux, OS X, Windows, and many other platforms. We are delighted to partner with PlayJam, the visionaries behind the Android microgaming console GameStick. This is coming from Corey Fields. What's their famous? Anyways, lead XBMC project director at Pivos. This unique partnership provides us the opportunity to extend our XBMC development beyond its world-leading media management capability with an established gaming platform. The console will make its first public appearance at the 2013 Game Developers Conference, which is underway in San Francisco until March 29th, so 3 days from now. You can pre-order the GameStick at GameStick.tv if you didn't secure one by funding its Kickstarter campaign, that is. Its estimated date of delivery is June 25th, so not long. The Kickstarter, the Kickstarter for GameStick managed to generate $647,658, well over its original $100,000 goal. This is amazing. It's so tiny. I love this. I can't wait to see what all it's going to bring to the table, what all it's going to allow us. I love all these little things like this. I think this is so cool. I don't know. So, yay! GameStick! Boo! Ooh, yeah. Corey?
Okay, I love how I just muted myself and then started laughing. All right.
Nice. Very nice.
That's how I roll, people. That's how I roll. All right. I've got too many windows open. This is not cute. All right. Do you have it ready? Do you have my next link ready?
I do.
Can you give them just a little bit of sound with this? Because you got to hear it to really get the full effect.
Okay.
Just a little bit of sound. This is from our favorite developers, Paradox Interactive. they have a new game. This game is called Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition, coming to your PC, Mac, Linux, and mobile platforms. Paradox Interactive announced today they'll be bringing the acclaimed mobile meta RPG Knights of Pen and Paper to the PC, Linux platforms in a new version of the game called Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition, forming a partnership with Behold Studios, developers of the original mobile title. Paradox will be casting several fortitude and agility buffs to help summon Knights of Pen and Paper onto your desktop with the Plus One Edition, which will include new features, improvements, and content. Plus One Edition will also be coming to mobile devices, and the game will be launching across all platforms in quarter 2013. Roll your 20-sided die. If you roll a 10 or above, you can watch the trailer. The ginger's showing.
Yay!
You know what? I give up. My Twitch does not want to work without being popped out. I think I got an error. Okay, so of course, they're saying over at Paradox, this is when they first saw Knights of Pen and Paper, the game scored a natural 20 on its charm person role. I love you, Paradox.
That time it wasn't you. My bad.
Oh, it wasn't me? It wasn't you? Okay. Was it me? I don't know. Okay, so of course, we knew that it was the kind of title that was right up our alley, and we're glad we're able to keep supporting the Brazilian developer community with new partners like Behold Studios. Yes, they are a Brazilian developer, which we don't see that many of nowadays. Brazil is trying to keep and get into the game. Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition is an RPG playing RPG, where players control players in-game at a Dungeon Master's table, going on adventures with other table mates and spending their gains to boost their warriors and mages while simultaneously improving the quality of your snacks, your gaming table, and source books. Okay, I got to play that. That's adorable. Full campaigns will take the player characters through a varied collection of monster quests and rendered in classic retro pixel art, which makes it all kinds of hot, while their in-game party squabbles with the DM about random encounters. Paradox and Behold are bringing the PCs and NPCs to PC and Macs Mac, and Linux, and adding buffs to the mobile game while they're at it. Knights of Pen and Paper is a finalist in this year's Independent Games Festival, IGF, in the Student Showcase category, and managed to score themselves a publisher, Paradox Interactive, which ain't bad for student developers. Of course, you can, to get more information about Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition, equip your plus three mouse of browsing and go over to ParadoxPlaza.com. I love it! Do you have your plus three mouse of browsing equipped?
I do not. Well, no. No, no, I do not. Because my plus three mouse of browsing broke when I found, like, the darker parts of the internet. I had to put it away.
Your plus three mouse is not working anymore?
No. After Blue Waffle and Three Girls Finger Paint, no.
Ew! Just you're overshared. Ew!
No. It broke. It broke. It was for the best, though. It really was, because, yeah. What can be seen can never, ever be unseen. And Lovin6 on Twitter, I'm not clicking that link. You're an idiot if you think you're going to steal my account information. Thank you. Gary's Mod, I've actually been invited to that quite a bit recently.
Well, Gary's Mod was on sale last week there, Augie. Did you not listen to our sales on Friday? $2.45 or 50 cents or something. You can't beat that.
How dare you not be listening, Augie? Shame on you, Augie.
Yeah, Augie.
All right, so Project Awakened tries another round of crowdfunding. Wait, am I still sharing my screen? No, okay, good. Project Awakened. Oh, there's a video. Hold on. Video, paste, and go. There we go. Let me mute this. There we go. Project Awakened tries another round of crowdfunding. Yay! Project Awakened recently suffered a major setback when the Kickstarter campaign asking for $500,000 in crowdfunding missed the mark by $161,502. I would say that's so close, but no, it's not. Being so close to the goal, no, folks, $100,000 is not close. That was actually almost $200,000, not close. Anyways, and garnering the support of 6,287 backers, Phosphor Games has decided that it will try again, but this time it will do it without the help of Kickstarter. Right now, those backers who want to see this open-ended, super-powered action game world come alive can fund it over at projectawaken.com. Yeah, see, a lot of people are saying, screw you, Kickstarter. Phosphor Games also said that it was seeking half the amount it did last time, $250,000. You know, Snow might go crazy over him. Anyways, if every backer
comes back to try
the game, huh?
He's cute.
Yeah. If every backer comes back to try to fund the game one more time, it will surely succeed this time. So why did Phosphor Games decide to give another go? Because a survey of its backers asked them to continue. Yes, we're back. We decided after much debate around Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and others that we wanted to create our own site that could support PayPal and start a community that we could move forward with past the end of the campaign. If we don't reach our minimum of $250,000 in 6 weeks, we are committed to refunding everyone who pledges, which we can script through PayPal. Hopefully that addresses the concerns that some of you had around the comfort level you get with Kickstarter. You can find out more about their reward tiers, packages, and more over at projectawakened.com. They've already raised $39,726 from 660 backers as of this writing. Jared, no. Anyways.
Stop it.
I didn't think about that when they started their own website to do it. That is something to think about. What's going to happen if it doesn't? If it doesn't work, I mean,
well, that's why we had Introversion.
You know, you're going to get your money back.
Yeah, with Introversion, remember they did their own Kickstarter and it's been highly successful, and they get the money to work on the development at the same time. You don't have to wait. With Prison Architect, which I want, but I'm waiting because I don't have time to play. God, he's cute. I'm sorry, I got off track. Woo. That was a cutie. I see this happening a lot. You're gonna have a lot more companies that are not gonna go the way of Kickstarter because it does put you at an impasse. If you don't make your goal, you don't get any of that money.
Yeah. And that is, I don't know.
And it
don't
stops know. Your it stops your development. I mean, you hope that you'll get
it. Does,
Whereas if you do it yourself, you're guaranteed to get your cash.
He had the E.T. Atari game behind him. Did you see that?
I know. I'm looking. I see it. And he's cute. Okay, that Jared guy, he needs a makeover. You need to come to Pixinista and let us hook you up. Because, you know, it's not that you're bad looking. It's all the hair. Everybody can't wear all the hair, dude. It doesn't work for everybody. We shave you down and give you a little edge up around the beard area and keep those glasses on. You'd be kind of hot.
Yeah.
See?
There it is.
Yes, that game, it looks awesome. I would like to play Project Awakening. I would like to try it out. Look at him. He is so cute. Ginger, find him. Find him.
No.
He's got the little tinted blue glasses. Oh, my God. I could so be sitting right back there on his desk.
There's something about him that pissed me off. He's not.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know what it is.
Well, that's good. More for me. You... Till Snow gets here, anyway. Because, you know, hey, now, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, that is definitely Snow's thing right there. Yeah. All right,
it is not your turn still.
I just did it. My bad. You're right. It's your turn.
My turn. Oh, God, Ginger.
Well, I know, right? I know.
I got two. Okay, first, let me update you on Zynga. Apparently, the love affair between them and Facebook is ending slowly and painfully. They have announced today some key changes to Zynga.com, and they say starting next week, when you visit Zynga.com, you'll see a new streamlined sign-up that lets you create your own account just for playing games. In other words, Zynga will be allowing you to sign into Zynga with or without the use of Facebook. So players will have the option to connect with Facebook and keep your game friends and game progress while deciding what you share with your gaming community. The unshackling of Zynga.com has two key benefits for them. Of course, first, the company will not need to give up 30% of its revenue from the sale of virtual goods, as it currently does when goods are purchased through Facebook. Second, Zynga is free to control the advertising being shown on Zynga. And as a consequence, Zynga has been experimenting with more video ads, which tends to pay a little more. The Zynga.com site has been an important project for Zynga as it continues to reduce the percentage of its total revenue that it derives from Facebook. Zynga's revenues from Facebook accounted for over 90% of its total revenue when Zynga was preparing for its IPO. Now that percentage is down to 71% as of its last earnings call, which we do not do. I'm sorry. I cannot do those calls. We get invited all the time. We did one like a year ago. I was like, oh, my God, I don't even know what they talked about. I'm so sleepy. Stop it. We'll tell you about it, but we're not going. The pace of the change has accelerated as Zynga moves more heavily into mobile games, and Facebook's overall growth, of course, has slowed. When Zynga was set up, Zynga.com was set up a year ago. At that time, Zynga stressed that the platform is totally integrated with Facebook as an extension of the company's strong and collaborative partnership. The stated goals for Zynga.com were to allow games from third-party developers, live chatting with friends, and making and playing with new friends. Zynga.com allows for real-time multiplayer, which Zynga hopes will be more important in future games. Well, we said good for you. We've only been telling you to do that for 2 years here. We said it was a bad idea you to get all caught up in Facebook because the next Facebook, you know, is being invented by this five-year-old right now. And when he comes along, if you're all integrated into Facebook, you are screwed. You are so screwed. There's supposed to be some new games up that are not going to be on Facebook. So the multiplayer thing, maybe that's what they're doing. I'm looking at one called Legends Rise of a Hero, which looks kind of awesome, actually, for what would have been a Facebook game. But it's really awesome. I'm thinking I might want to play it. I'd show you a screenshot, but not ours. I can't. I would love to show you.
Yeah. No.
Okay, then my other one is Lara Croft. Lara Croft has sold 3.4 million copies, in the past 4 weeks.
I'm curious where you're going with this, because your voice was like all bad news. But
it is bad news.
Uh-oh.
Square Enix has said that's not enough to hit their target. Fellow Square Enix title Hitman Absolution sold 3.6 million units since its launch in November last year, and Sleeping Dogs only sold 1.75 million since last August. Now, there's no mention of what the company's internal sales expectations were for the trio, just that all three of them missed their respective marks. Square Enix expected 14.9 million retail game sales from North America and Europe combined, and its sixth monthly forecast last September, considering the fact that Tomb Raider, Hitman Absolution, and Sleeping Dogs were the only big releases for these regions and accounted for a combined 8.75 million sales worldwide, it's clear that their targets were a good deal higher. Today's numbers published in Square Enix's latest financial report do not count digital sales, so they may have done a lot more. The figures are predicted totals for the current financial year, and they have five more days to go in this particular quarter. They're unlikely to change very much unless we all go out and personally buy about 500,000 copies of Tomb Raider, according to Eurogamer. I like you, Laura, but not that much. The company also revealed earlier this morning that its net sales and profits would be significantly lower than expected for the current financial year. This is in large part due to restructuring of its games business, a measure necessary due to lackluster sales of its console game portfolio. Company president Yoichi Wada has also been replaced with a clone. No, I don't know. He's just been replaced.
Oh, no, not a clone, no.
I am getting around to getting Lara Croft. Come on now, give me time. I play slow, deliciously slow.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Deliciously slow, you say?
Very slow.
Hotness right there. All right, so this next one I have to share with you is, I don't know what to think about this. Let me hit software capture. There we go. Oh, don't you be making noises. Game politics, I will break up with you. RPG Camp Kickstarter, called into question by the gaming community in general. There's an article over on Destructoid, and they pulled it from NeoGAF. It calls into question a Kickstarter campaign to send a little girl to RPG camp. The Kickstarter campaign, a 9-year-old building an RPG to prove her brother's wrong by Susan Wilson, asked for, you know what, there's a play button. Let me see if I can play here. And y'all can watch it while I talk about it. And let me.
Her name is Susan Wilson.
Muted. Susan Wilson. She asked for $869 to send a little girl to RPG camp to make a game because her brother said she couldn't. But as the third points out, Susan Wilson is the founder and CEO of a multi-million collection agency called the Judgment Group, who has been profiled on CNN Money and Inc. There's no rules against being a millionaire and operating a Kickstarter, but some have called into question adding a $10,000 stretch goal to the campaign because the Kickstarter isn't about the end result of going to RPG camp. It's about raising money to send the girl there in the first place. Also, rightly so, a lot of people pointed out that this violates the Kickstarter rules on several fronts, and that it's quite unethical. The project seems to violate the Kickstarter TOS, which one of it is no fund my life projects, which we've run into. The creator of the Kickstarter is accused of sending out spam to various personalities on Twitter, from Susan Wilson at FundHer to people like Ellen DeGeneres Show, and the $10,000 reward tier uses the public humiliation of young children to raise money. We're not sure if this project is what we call scam. I think it's definitely wrong, and I won't be funding it. As of this writing, the campaign had raised $21,207, well over the $829 goal already asked for. Wow.
I'm not sure what to make of it. On one hand, I want her to go to the camp. I don't like the fact that they only invite little boys. On the other hand, lady, if you're a millionaire, you just send her, and then you can make the big. It shouldn't. I don't think she should have done a Kickstarter.
Well, the deal is apparently mean older brothers say she can't. So my daughter's proving she can do what they want, what they can't. Build her own RPG game and pay for it. Susan, you are a millionaire. Send your daughter.
Exactly.
Send your damn daughter.
Exactly.
And I'm a little bit curious. The Judgment Group. I'm going to have to Google that because I'm a little bit.
If she was going to do this, why didn't she let her daughter do it herself then? That would make more sense to me. I mean, obviously, and a lot of kids that have parents with money will say this, I'm not rich, my parents are. Then let her do it. Let her make her video. Let her type it in her own words and, you know, say, and she could very well say, you know, I'm not rich, my mother is, but I would like to go to RPG camp. I'm raising money for me to go. And my mother's having nothing to do with it. And you just kind of stand back and let her rock with it. But I don't like
something about this is entirely fishy to me.
She misused her influence to try to get attention.
it's not that, like, the About Me, it's written in first person, like as if the 9-year-old wrote it. And I'm going to call BS on it because no 9-year-old writes like this. Period.
Well, wait a minute. Let me read it. Let me read it first before I say that. There might be a 9-year-old. I might be living with her, but even she tends to veer off into the crazy fantastical.
No, this is definitely written by an adult. And
I would think a video would have let her daughter do a video, let her say what she wanted to say. I see the fishy that's coming here. Obviously, she doesn't need the money, but I don't know. I think she put too much of herself in it. Your daughter's not actually doing it is the problem. It's kind of like doing your kids' homework for them. You don't do that. Let her do it. Say, you know what, we're going to start with call a Kickstarter campaign, and if you want to go to camp, you're going to raise the money. I'm going to shoot the video. It's going to be your vision. And tell them, basically like doing science fair, which I had to do recently. These are the things. You have to give away something to people if you get your money, and you know, and you decide what you're going to give away, and you can ask for my input, but I'm not going to have anything to do with it other than, you know, I just happen to be your mother, and I happen to be a millionaire. But all this looks like it was put together by mom. You did her homework for her, Susan, is what you did. Stop.
Yeah, pretty much, and that's exactly what I'm getting here. And this is all to put together. Who is the judgment group? Because something here is fishy.
I'm
pretty good at pointing this out. There is something not right about this.
You said about the judgment group at Kickstarter? Yeah, like I said. We know. We know. I'm going to be quiet for now, but you know what I'm getting at, right?
There's something here that's definitely not. I mean, this is all written as if the 9-year-old wrote it, and she did not write this. She might have been telling her mother what she'd like to have written, and then the mother wrote it, because it's not a 9-year-old's thought, train of thought.
She did her homework. She did her homework for her.
Yes. And
she has to stop it. She's not gonna learn. If she wanted to do it, you make her do it.
Exactly. And especially if she wants to be a game designer, no. Let her do it. This is not... Something's not right here, and I don't trust it. Something's fishy. Something doesn't smell right. Ginger's calling it. Something's not right with this folks. So, yeah.
Or just send your daughter to camp, and then you can go on Ellen.
I know, you have $1 million. I mean, I pulled this from Game Politics, the chick has her picture where she's all snuggled up with Warren Buffett. So, seriously,
who snuggled up with one puppet?
The mom, the lady, Susan Wilson, in the picture that they show on GamePolitics.com, she's actually hugging Warren Buffett. So
you either send her and then you get all those people involved to propel her to the front. Those are the two ways to have done it.
I'm going
to send her to camp, and then I want, you know, the reason why I send her to camp, you know, I'm her mom, yes, I'm a millionaire, and... you know, she's going to hopefully make an awesome game, or say, I'm helping women in tech. You could have come and donated some money around. Hey, there's a whole community of us here that need a little cash there, Susan Wilson, to do some things. Yeah, that's what you do, how you do that. Or you say, you know what, they're a little 9-year-old. You're going to do all this yourself. Only thing I'm going to help you shoot the video. I'm going to help by posting some things, but this is going to be in your own words. I may correct some spelling and some grammar, but that's it. You're going to do this. If you want it, whatever you think of, I will do my best to help without interfering too much. But you don't do the homework for them, Mom. You just don't. I know it's difficult, and I imagine it's even more difficult when you have unlimited cash reserves, but no.
Yeah.
This is not going to help her. All you just showed her is, I'm going to decide I want to do something, and Mom's going to use her influence, which would be okay if she already had her own company. If she'd already completed the game and it was awesome and she just wasn't getting the press, by all means, yes, then you step in and let everybody see how awesome the game is. Oh, you know, this is my daughter's game. I thought I'd throw a little cash behind her, you know, to get it out there. But
yeah.
She hasn't done anything yet. You don't even know if she's going to like camp. 9, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, notorious for getting there and saying, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know. We're going to see, but something about this not right at all.
All right, speaking of things going on, Gaming for Others is having a charity Mario-a-thon, do we want to call it? And they're going to be up on Twitch. actually, let me give you their website. You can find them at gamingforothers.com, but they're doing a Mario-a-thon, raising money on Easter. If you think you can join in or you feel like watching them, feel free to do so. They are going to be playing for 88 hours, it looks like it says. This was last year. They did it in the name of the special effect charity, and they raised 1,600 quid, euros, we really don't know, which is roughly the price of a PlayStation 4. This year, Gaming for Others is doing it again, and they want you to donate some money. They said they intend to play Mario-related games for as long as you keep paying them to, so your donations will keep them playing. They'll keep going. The team selects a predetermined list of Mario games, breaks them down into levels, and then links those to donation thresholds. When those thresholds are passed, the team must meet them. The more you pay, the more they play, a bit like pumping coins in an old arcade machine. Right, fun. Last year, Gaming for Others started playing at 10 a.m. on Good Friday and finished the following Tuesday. This year, the team comprised of Darren Keig, Ant Moore, Johnny Wallbank, Kate England, Sarah Moore, and Pete Taylor, the All-Stars, want you to push even harder. They've raised about $52.20, but it's not. It's euros so far for this Friday's event, so there's a long way to go. The games unlocked currently are Donkey Kong Jr., Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Land, Super Mario Land 2, Super Wario World, and Super Mario Brothers 3. And again, you can watch them on Twitch if you would like to egg them on, cheer them on, or donate some money. They're doing well. Yeah. Oh, they're gonna need some help. they have several more games to unlock, so.
You know, I may have to watch this. I enjoyed it when I was doing it. So.
Girl, we were all kinds of crazy this past year because you had it. You started a day early than the night that we started. Oh man.
It was all over the place. But it was really a lot of fun. I ended up crashing. Oh my god, I crashed. I think it was like, what, that Sunday? I couldn't. I slept all day. It was ridiculous. I was so tired.
I don't even know what I was playing. I know I was in Second Life and I was harassing people in groups. Go and donate. Go and donate. Go and donate.
Yeah, I know. I was in several. I was on Facebook and I was announced it on several of the Girl Gamers pages, whatnot, that we belong to. So, but yeah, we raised money. I met my goal. So, you know.
She did indeed.
Yes. All right. So, wait, am I sharing my screen? Am I sharing my screen? I'm not sharing my screen. You can't see what I'm talking about. All right. BioShock. BioShock Infinite is now available. Head to the skies and the highest rated game of the year. 2K and Irrational Games announces today that BioShock Infinite from Irrational Games is now available for... Did she just hit him over the head with a book? Anyway, it's Windows and PC and the Xbox 360.
Also
the PS3. The highly anticipated narrative-driven first-person shooter has critics raving, and it's the highest-rated game of the year, with perfect review scores of 10 out of 10 from several different places. Today's the day we've been looking forward to. Our redefinition of BioShock is ready to be delivered from our hands to those gamers around the world. This comes from Ken Levine, creative director and co-founder of Irrational Games. We believe Infinite is very much a BioShock experience, but at the same time, something very fresh that both fans of the original and newcomers to the series will be able to enjoy. 2K and Irrational Games are committed to bringing players experiences they cannot find anywhere else. BioShock Infinite puts players in the shoes of U.S. Cavalry veteran turned hired gun Booker DeWitt, indebted to the wrong person, and with his life on the line. Let me hit play again.
Do it again, girl.
With his life on the line, DeWitt has only one opportunity to wipe his slate clean. He must rescue Elizabeth, a mysterious girl imprisoned since childhood and locked up in the flying city of Columbia. Forced to trust one another, Booker and Elizabeth form a powerful bond. During their daring escape, together they learn to harness an expanding arsenal of weapons and abilities as they fight on zeppelins in the clouds, along high-speed skylines, and down in the streets of Columbia, all while surviving the threats of the Air City and uncovering its dark secrets. I kind of want to play this. This looks really cool. I remember seeing this when we watched the E3 footage, and it looked amazing then. So I can't wait to see what they've done.
Still on the first one, so it's going to be a while for me.
I've not played any of them, to be honest.
You got to play the first one. You think you were weirded out when you visited that sim? This weirded me out. It's the nurse. Beware the nurse with the scalpel is all I'm going to tell you.
Man, any nurse with a scalpel, I'm going to beware of. I'm just saying. Yeah. No. You can keep the sharp objects away from me. No.
You like it.
Where am I hearing music from?
For me. It's almost time to go, dear.
Oh, we got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, but I'm starting the music a little early.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to have to go shortly. I do want to tell you real quickly, Elder Scrolls Online, if you haven't signed up for the closed beta, you might want to go over and get it in there. Elder Scrolls Online is, they said they're a little closer to getting things done. They said that it's going to be they're launching into a market that's already owned by classic staples like World of Warcraft and EverQuest, free-to-play contenders like Neverwinter Nights, and, of course, hybrid approaches like Guild Wars 2. This year, they're also over at PAX. PAX East and Matt why can't I talk? I think our music is dying. I'm going to have to turn that off. That static is messing with my head. Sorry, guys. I was going to get it to you. We were going to get out of here really quickly. Matt Fuhrer said how he felt about standing. How did he was asked how he felt about standing out in the fantasy MMO space? And he said, it's a crowded space, but this is Elder Scrolls. One of the things of having a huge IP like Elder Scrolls is that it cuts through the noise. It's safe to say, looking at the lines for people to play, that everyone knows about it. Would have wished we could have went just so we could play that. They said this is the first step to getting a lot of people into the game. Part of the crowded landscape is it's hard to get your message out there. When you say Elder Scrolls, we don't have a problem getting the message out, which helps us immensely. Fiora and Bethesda aren't afraid of the player expectations when it comes to Elder Scrolls. In fact, Fiora said that the Elder Scrolls has always lent itself to a possible MMO, which is true because it's like playing an MMO all by yourself, which I like anyway. Elder Scrolls, of course, they say is definitely a quality target, but everything it brings with it is intrinsically almost perfect, perfectly suited for an MMO.
Almost perfect.
Yeah, it's a giant open world, lots of cool classes, lots of history and depth. The cool combat system that you just you would have just experienced if you were there that came from Elder Scrolls, that by far outweighs the expectations of the crowd who hear Elder Scrolls and want to come in. What? The Elder Scrolls Online features some fully voiced NPCs like EA and BioWare's Star Wars The Old Republic, but Fiora said he wanted to correct those that would compare the two. He also explained that creating ongoing content for the game would not be more made more difficult by the voice component. Bethesda will be prepared for more post-launch content by splitting its development team during later betas. He says, we're fully voiced like Skyrim, not like the Old Republic. Old Republic, you had your voice for your character. Here it's just NPCs, just like Skyrim. You supply your character's voice in your head. So we cut down on a lot of voice acting. Our character interaction is in-world, so there's no cutscenes, and that reduces the problem that you're talking about. So do we need to record lines? Yes, we do, but it's not that hard in the long run. We are currently beta testing, and we're almost feature complete. We'll go into bigger betas and test everything. We've split the team off of that at that point, or we will, and have one team dedicated to beta feedback and one working on post-launch content, so we won't have any fiascos like EA. They didn't say that part. I did. And so we're absolutely planning on post-launch content from day after launch because – really, it's a service. Day one for an MMO is not a launch date. It's the first day of a service. Players are always going to want more, and we're going to give it to them. I am looking forward to playing. I do love Skyrim, and it always was scary when I first get in there because it is such a big open world. I don't know if it's going to scare me as much knowing there are other people there because people run up and help you, which I don't always like either. I'm going to need an offline version there.
Yeah.
Maybe I can travel. Maybe I have my own little world, then I can travel into someone else's world. We could play that way. I don't know. But I got to have my own place. Okay, we got to go. For real. See, the music was going to cut right at the perfect time. It didn't want to work. It didn't work out.
Oh.
Let's try it again. that hurt. Okay, Ginger, give me their kisses. We're out of here. Ginger? Ginger! Oh, no, we lost Ginger. Yep, we lost Ginger. Okay, you guys have to do without your kisses today. We will see you later on tonight, Pixinista, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be good.